Can somebody say glory?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God.
That
takes away the sins of the world.
That's my Jesus.
And he has good gifts for me. Yes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. If there's anything going on in your life today that is not good, it is not from God. Because I tell you, God is a good God. And he loves to give good gifts to his children. How many are one of his children in here? Raise your hand. He's got good gifts for you. You want me to tell you something else? He's already provided everything that you'll ever need that pertains to life and godliness. Glory, hallelujah. Where's it at? It's right here. Get in there and find it. Dig in that treasure. Find that hidden treasure. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm getting excited, aren't you? I was excited before I came today. Hallelujah. I don't wait till I get to church to get excited. I spend time at home in his presence to get excited. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to just remind everyone, you know, to keep praying for Pastor Robert and his family. They're on vacation, like Brother Reed said, but we need to continually keep our pastor and his family in prayer. If you're not praying for him, who is?
All right.
Huh? He's your pastor.
Right.
He's my pastor.
Amen.
And the Word of God tells us that we pray for our leaders.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we need to be praying for them. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many of you came today to get something?
Hallelujah.
Now let me ask you something. How many of you came today to give something? Hallelujah. Not just your money. Hallelujah. How many of you came to give praise and honor and glory to the King? Hallelujah. King Jesus. That should be the most important thing that you came for. Not what you can get, but what you can give. But when you give, you will get. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm excited. You can't tell that though, can you? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we bless you and we praise you. We exalt you and we magnify you. We thank you that you are God and we stand in awe of you, Lord. And we thank you that there is none like you. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us your Holy Spirit to live on the inside of us. Lord, when we received you as our Savior, we thank you for that. And we thank you, Holy Spirit of God, that you have made your abode in us. We are the temple of God. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, now to rise up big on the inside of me. Lead me into the Father's perfect will. Give me the words the Father's wanting to say to us this day. And Father, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bibles to John chapter 11 this morning. Hallelujah. How many of you are coming? How many of you are already ready to go home? Glory be to God. Ain't nobody raised their hand. Well, we got about 3 more hours and we'll maybe look at letting you go. Okay. Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Okay.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, it won't be that long on my account, but if the Holy Spirit takes over and I'm looking for him too, because I'm dependent on him, glory be to God. So we'll just do what he wants to do. How's that? Hallelujah. Now, what we're going to be looking at today is in John chapter 11, and we're going to be looking at the resurrection of Lazarus. Not just the resurrection of Lazarus, but the purpose of it. You know, there's a reason that God does what he does. How many of you know that God is never late? He's an on-time God. He's never late. I bet some of you already thinking, well, he sure got to Lazarus' house late. Well, I don't think he did. Not according to the Word of God. not according to how much we know of God, that he's never late. He's always on time, isn't he? Glory be to God. All right, look at chapter 11, John chapter 11. We're going to start with verses 1 through 3. Let's read that. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Glory, hallelujah. Let me go ahead and change my glasses right quick. Hallelujah. I carry two pair of glasses. One pair makes me look good. I can see better with the other one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. So Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, now listen to this wording here. Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Now, they didn't say, Lord, the one that loves you is sick. He says, the one you love is sick, Lord. I want to tell you something. Your love for God is no comparison to God's love for you. God loves you, and he'll move on your behalf sometimes, even when we don't do things like we should. He loves us so much, he'll minister in our behalf. Why? Because he don't love like we love. Your love and my love for him is no comparison to his love for us. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. With that being said, glory, hallelujah. And he said he's sick. Sick here means weak or fast sinking. Am I too loud up there for y'all? Sound good? Woo, hallelujah. I like that. Glory be to God. This sick means weak or fast sinking. What does that mean? That means the boy's going down and he's dying. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They thought, Mary and Martha thought, that this would surely bring Jesus to them to lay hands. Why? Because he heals the sick. He heals the sick. And they knew that said, we tell him that the one that he loves is sick, then he's going to come to us. And that's what they thought. How many of you know what you think all the time is not necessarily what's going to happen? You can believe and believe, but you need to believe and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, by divine guidance, had other plans. You know why? How do you know that? Because when he got the message, he stayed where he's at 2 more days. Yes. 2 more days. This man was dying. You don't think Jesus knew that? By divine guidance, he knew what he was supposed to do. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's look at verse 4. Now when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. I bet some of you are thinking already, well, if his sickness is not unto death, why did he die? Because that's not just exactly what happens, what he was saying here. What he was saying here, this sickness is not unto death and corruption. But now look at that verse again. Look at verse 4 again. Now when Jesus heard that, he said, who said?
Jesus.
Who said that?
Jesus.
He said, this sickness is not unto death and corruption, but what is it for? For the glory of God. God's going to get glory out of this. Now I want to tell you something right up front. God does not get glory out of your sicknesses. He does not get glory out of you dying prematurely. He gets glory out of when you walk by the word, you walk in health, you receive your healing, or you're living and walking in divine health. That's when he gets glory. How can you bring glory to God laying up in a hospital bed dying with cancer? That don't even make any sense, does it? And I've heard people say, the church I come out of, or let me put it this way, the denomination that I came out of, taught that sometimes that God would put sickness on you so he could talk to you. When I'm sick and don't feel good, I don't want you talking to me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But when I'm well and I can see where I can be blessed and prosperous, talk to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He don't get sickness, glory out of your sicknesses or for you dying prematurely. He does not get glory. So this sickness is for the glory of God, right?
Yes.
Now that ain't all. Go back to verse 4. Glory, hallelujah. This sickness is not unto death and corruption, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. It's not only get glory to God, but Jesus is going to get glory and honor from it. Why? He's the one going about doing what God told him to do. Hallelujah. He's going to get glory out of it. He said, so my Father can get glory out of it, and I'm going to get glory out of it. Woo, hallelujah. You want to give God glory? Walk in the blessings of God. Live in the blessings of God. And you'll give God glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. All right, let's go to verse 5 and 6. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Everybody say, he loved Martha.
He loved Mary.
He loved Lazarus.
And he loves me.
Same thing he did for Mary and Martha and Lazarus, he'll do for me.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because he's no respecter of persons.
Right.
Glory, hallelujah. You got to do what the Word tells you to do to get you in the position for God to meet you where you are, just like Lazarus and Mary and Martha.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. They knew where to go, didn't they? That's why they sent messengers to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 5. Now, Jesus loved Mary and Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Now, when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Somebody said, man, that wasn't too thoughtful of him, wasn't it? He is not moved by circumstances. Do you know that? Jesus is not moved by circumstances. He's moved by your faith in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Jesus was not neglecting their love here, or Lazarus' love, but waiting for a time to demonstrate greater love and power to them. To demonstrate greater love and power to them. Now there's a purpose here that we're going to get to. The reason Jesus didn't go to Lazarus when he did. There's a reason. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Look at verse 7 through 14. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, excuse me, said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. Now his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And what he's saying is, they were there a couple weeks ago, and when they were there ministering, Jesus ministering, they were going to kill him. They were going to kill him. And they had to escape from there. How many of you know the devil don't want you to do what God's called you to do? He's going to do everything he can to stop you in your tracks. He don't care nothing about you. The thief comes but for to kill, steal, and destroy. He's out to destroy you. If he can do it in sickness and death, he will do it. Because the ultimate end of Satan is death anyway for you. Jesus said, I set before you life and blessing, death and cursing. That's up to you to choose. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, look at verse 8. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews sought to stone thee and of late. So are you going to go there again? Fix to go there again. Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not. But because he seeth by the light of day, the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. Now he said, Lazarus is sleeping. Now I want you to listen. He's not just talking about sleeping. But what he's saying and what we hear a lot of times don't line up. Now listen to what he's saying here. But the man, verse 11. These things he said after he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleeping. I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleepeth, he shall do well. In other words, he said, Lord, if he's sleeping, then he's getting better. He's healing. He's getting better. He's going to be all right. Glory, hallelujah. Look at verse 13. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep, or actual sleep and not actual death. Then said Jesus unto them plainly. How many of you got to be talked to plainly? I'm one of those. You have to talk plainly to me. Yeah, don't beat around the bush. Me, talk plainly to me. And that's what Jesus, listen to what he said here. He's an upfront person, isn't he? Hallelujah. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is dead. Now, what kind of a friend would hear that you're dying and can make a change and a difference whether you live or die and does not go when you call and he just go ahead and does what he's doing? You want me to tell you what kind of friend that is? That's a friend that's going to do what the Lord tells him to do, God tells him to do at the appointed time. How many of you know the Bible says, in the fullness of time, Jesus came to this earth. He did everything in the fullness of time or at the right time. Why? Because he stayed in tune with the Heavenly Father. And he said, I never say anything, I never do anything without I first hearing my Father say it or seeing my Father do it. So he was in tune with God, wasn't he? We'd be saying, oh man, if he's 2 days, I mean, he's so sick and he's dying, we better go see him. But Jesus waited 2 days. Glory, hallelujah. And he says, sick. Now look at verse 15. I want you to listen to this. Pay close attention. And I am glad. Now this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He said, I am glad that for your sakes I was not there. Now he didn't not only not heal at Lazarus, but he said, I'm glad I didn't go healing. Woo. What do you think about that? I am glad for your sakes I didn't go healing. Hallelujah. How many of you still believe God wants you healed? He wants you healed. He's an on-time God. He's never too late. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said. I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you might believe. Nevertheless, let's go to him. I'm glad that I wasn't there to the intent that you might believe. Now, how many know the disciples was with him 3.5 years? And he's telling them all the time, why come you don't have no faith? Why come you don't hear what I'm saying to you? Why are you so hard-hearted? Why? 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 Why do we not take God as his word and rise up above the circumstances in our life? Why? Why do we have to wait till a tragedy takes place in our life before we go to God for what we need? Hallelujah. Why? If the word says it, like Miss Tammy, that song, said, I'm trading. No, you done traded it when you got born into the family of God. Yes. Galatians says, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Yes. Being made a curse for me, Jesus has made a curse for me. Yes. I've been redeemed from that old curse. Yes. Hallelujah. And if I'm redeemed and I don't live in it, none of that junk belongs to me. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not trading my sorrows. I've already traded them. Hallelujah. And I'm walking in his joy and his fullness. That don't mean I've already arrived. I still believe God for things in my life every day. Hallelujah. But I know what the word says, and I know where to focus my direction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you might believe. The greater miracle is what he's saying here. There's a greater miracle going to take place. I did not go to Lazarus and heal him because it was not the right time. There's a greater miracle here that's going to happen and going to take place. I'm going to get glory out of it, and my Heavenly Father's going to get glory out of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that our purpose should be on this earth to give glory to God in everything we do? Hallelujah. That's our purpose. He created us for a purpose. That purpose is to give him glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm getting excited. Can you tell? Hallelujah. Can you tell? Is this a Holy Ghost-filled church or is this just a church? Holy Ghost-filled church. Hallelujah. Because he is here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now he said, Lazarus, when Jesus told him that, said, Lazarus is dead, indicating he died the day the messengers were sent to Jesus. And Jesus knew this by revelation. Hallelujah. How many of you know he's not caught in the dark? He's not caught doing something he's not supposed to be doing. He knew Lazarus was dead by the time the messengers got to him. He was already dead. And he had already been praying to the Father, and the Father already showed him that Lazarus was dead. If he didn't know he was dead, why would he have told his disciples, he's dead, but I'm going to go wake him up. I'm going to go wake him up. How many of you want to go out and wake up a dead man? The Word of God says you can cast out devils. You can lay hands on the sick. You can raise the dead. In the name of Jesus, I'm ready for that to hit the church with people that believe God and that will do the works that Jesus did and greater works than he did. They are for us. They're for the church age. Hallelujah. For the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I can tell you a couple people. I know one that raised several people from the dead, Smith Wigglesworth. He raised his wife from the dead, and she chewed him out. Told him she just didn't want to come back. If you ever get to heaven, or when you get to heaven, you won't want to come back neither. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I got to have a swallow of water on there. That's my water. Thank you so much. I got to get this old camel a drink. Say, do you have to get loud? Yes, I do. I'm not going to lie to you. Why? Because I'm not here to give you somebody else. I'm here to give you what God made me and what God gave me. And there's no two people alike. Pastor Reed will probably reach people I could never reach. Pastor Robert will. But I'll probably reach people that they could never reach. Because of personalities. Because of the anointing is different on different people. Same anointing, same Holy Spirit. But there's different anointings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know where I got to? Huh? 14, yeah, we're on 15. I know where we're at. Jesus knew this by revelation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo, hallelujah. Now look at verse 15. Man alive, we ain't got but 2 hours left. Woo, hallelujah. Verse 15. Glory, hallelujah. It's okay to laugh in church. You know that. Huh? A merry heart does good like a medicine. Yeah. Michelle, you need to laugh all you can.
That's right.
That's from God. Yeah. You need to laugh. You need to listen to clean jokes if that's all that'll make you laugh.
Yeah.
You need to do whatever you need to do to just stay, keep a merry heart, because it brings healing to your flesh.
Yeah.
It will bring healing to your flesh.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't have anything that make you laugh, Michelle, just picture me up here and you can laugh at me, okay? And it's okay, because I won't get mad. If that will help you, you say, man, he's a nut, a 24-carat nut. Woo, hallelujah. So if that'll make you laugh, you picture that. And you, whatever it costs, get your laughing wired up and wide open. Glory be to God. Because it will bring health to you. Why? Because God's word will not fail when you implement it in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 15. And I am glad. We just read it, but we're going to read it again. It needs to be read again. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. Jesus telling them, I'm glad I didn't go heal Lazarus. And I'm glad for your sakes I didn't go. Why? Because you're stiff-necked, hard-headed people, so you can believe. I'm going to give you something greater than healing him, so you'll have a purpose to praise God. They're probably already getting used to him going around healing people. Because, you know, the Bible says, in Acts 10:38, whom God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing half of what the Lord told him, Father told him to do. He did half of it, didn't he? He was anointed with the Holy Ghost, but he only did what he wanted to do. Didn't do what the Holy Ghost wanted to do. Huh? He was healed. He was filled with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good when he felt like it. Doing good and healing whoever he thought might need it the most. Heal them all that were oppressed of the devil. So I'm telling you right now, sickness is of the devil. Oppression is of the devil. Depression is of the devil. Only thing that is of God is your full health and wealth and John 10:10. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
He wants you living life to its fullest.
Yes.
He wants you whole, laughing and having fun, enjoying life, Michelle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He does you, Patsy, and he does you, the lady behind you. And I'm going to tell you something else. He didn't leave us men out neither, because he wants me living in that too. And every one of you. Hallelujah. It's already been paid for. It's already been provided on Calvary. Everything that you'll ever need that pertains to life and godliness has already been paid for on Calvary. Through the, woo, hallelujah, glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm glad I wasn't there, sir. I'm going to make you guys, I'm going to do something that you can't help but believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. 4 days, he had already, Jesus said, no, he was dead by revelation when the messengers came. 4 days, he was already sick 2 days after he received the message from the sisters. So he was already dead. At least, look, at least one day. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me go back. Go back over here. Jesus was not neglecting his love, but waiting a time to demonstrate greater love. I want you to hear this, see this. I do not want to miss it. Let me read that again. Jesus did not neglect his love, but waiting for a time to demonstrate greater love and power there. And he said, 1 John 4:10 says, herein is the love of God. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but God loves us. And that's what we were talking about. Your love for God will not compare to God's love for you. His love. You and I love to the degree that we can as mortal beings. But once the Holy Spirit's coming, let me tell you something else now. Once the Holy Spirit comes down on the inside of you, if you are living the life and walking and lining your life up with the Word like God tells us to, then the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Now you can love unconditionally too. But you got to make the decision. The choice is yours. Do I want to walk in love toward this person, or am I not going to? How many of you know the Holy Spirit will not take you and make you do something against your will? The love of God's on the inside of you. Now it's up to you whether you're going to live it out in your life or not. Part of my devotion is, Holy Spirit of God, teach me how to walk in the love walk today. Teach me how to walk in the love walk today. Help me to forgive anyone and everyone that has done anything against me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. At least one day was spent on the road, and one day when the messengers went to the sisters. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got 2 days there and 2 days back. 4 days. Or one day there and one day back. Anyway, it ends up with 4 days. Now, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And then, this is a note I took up on talking about the 4 days thing. The Arabians. Yeah, that's the word for it. It was in my study thing. The Arabians had an idea that the Spirit wandered about the sepulcher for 3 days. Now, you're talking about when Jesus gets there, you'll see Mary said, Lord, he's 4 days he's been in the grave. He stinks. He stinks. Now, Jesus had just said, this sickness is not unto death and corruption. The Bible says that he will not leave his Holy One, or will not let his Holy One see corruption. I was talking about Jesus when he is in the heart of the earth, when he is in the grave. He rose on the 3rd day. And then here they're saying, after 4 days, you begin to stink and rot, decompose. Do you believe what the Bible says? I don't care if he'd have been plumb rotten. when Jesus spoke to him and called him out of that ground, he'd have come out of that ground. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, I don't believe that because 4 days, you already start decomposing. Listen to this. The Arabians had an idea that the spirit wandered about the sepulcher for 3 days, called days of weeping, seeking an opportunity to return to the body. You go back in Genesis and you read that. You go back all through the Bible and find out they had 7 days of mourning. 7 days of mourning. That the 4 days there is what he was just telling us about. No, for 3 days, called the days of weeping, seeking an opportunity to return into the body. There's a spirit. Now, when decomposition set in, on the 4th day, the spirit left the grave and people beat their breasts in loud lamentations. What's loud? What is loud? I think when you read the Word of God, this is me. I don't guess you can find it in there. But I think when you read the Word of God, or this way I do it, or when I minister, and the Bible says that Jesus said with a loud voice, then I'm going to use a loud voice. Because it's demonstrating what he did. A lot of people think he was just a little sissy thing, you know. Never got mad, never raised his voice, or none of that. But what did he do in the money changers when he went to the temple? He got loud and he got mean. He was a lean, mean, kicking out the priest machine, wasn't he? Huh? He said, it is written, in my house shall be a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. And he took a whip and tore them up, run them out. They run scared. They better be, because the Holy Ghost gets on you. You better be scared. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When decomposition set in on the 4th day, the spirit left the grave and the people beat their breasts in loud lamentations. 4 days, making 7 days of mourning. And you can find that in Genesis chapter 27. That he's talking about that there. Not the old that, but about the 7 days of mourning. Glory, hallelujah. Can somebody say amen? Look at verse 18 through 22. Well, let's go back to 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, or the twin, said unto his fellow disciples, let us go with him, because he's going to go. Jesus just got through telling him, let's go to him. And they said, what you going to do? Go through there again, let them kill you? Glory, hallelujah. Let us go. Let us also go that we may die with him. Hallelujah. Man, they were the right people to have on your team, wasn't they? Come on, let's go die with Jesus. All they thought he was doing was trying to lead them in a place to get killed all the time, didn't he? To hear their story of it. Let's go with Jesus so we can die with him. We're going to die. But you listen to what he tells Martha in a little bit. Glory, hallelujah. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had laid in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs or 1.75 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now I want you to listen to this. When Lazarus was sick, there was probably a few people coming by to check on him. But now Lazarus is dead. And he's dead, and all the people come to pay their last respects. When Jesus, if he'd have went there, when they came to him at first, the news hadn't even got out that Lazarus was dead yet, and it would only been a few people there that was visiting the sick. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then saith Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. And she told the truth, which is a very true statement. And Jesus knew that, because if he'd have went there, he'd have raised him up. Glory, hallelujah. Look at verse 22. But I know. Say, I know. She said, she's talking to the Lord, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus knew this to be true. He knew anything he asked the Father would give him. And she said, I know that. He's dead, but I know that anything you ask the Father, he'll give it to you. She didn't ask him to raise Lazarus. She said, I know that anything you ask the Father, he'll do for you. Oh, God, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. Glory, hallelujah. That is so powerful. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, listen to this, always got his prayers answered, even to the raising of the dead. He always got his prayers answered, even to the raising of the dead. Glory be to God. This is the kind of answer Jesus promised every believer without exception. That same thing. He always got his prayers answered. And Mark 11, 23, 24, if thou believest, and thou pray, and believe and not doubt in your heart, whatever those things you say come to pass, you shall have what you say. He knew that. God is no different to Jesus than he is to you. The word of God and the words that Jesus used is just as powerful coming from you when you pray and get God's direction on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I thank you that I get my prayers answered. Because that's what your word says. When I pray, I believe. And when I believe, I receive. Hallelujah. That's a promise directly from the Lord to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. But I know even now, whatever you ask of God, he will give it you. Look at 23. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know he will, or he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Most profound words is fixing to come out of Jesus' mouth. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I am the resurrection and the life. When I walk around in this place, when I walk out in my everyday duties, I am the resurrection and the life. It lives on the inside of me. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Yes. Hallelujah. Don't put that light under a bushel. Put it out where people can see. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. The anointing of God on the inside of you. Yes. We got to spend time in prayer and get revelation of what to do, and our steps are ordered of the Lord. Right. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He is the resurrection and life. The resurrection and life lives on the inside of me. There's no reason that you and I should walk around sick and defeated. Hallelujah. No reason whatsoever. There's a new day, a dawning. I believe with all of my heart. There's going to be coming a revival or a great awakening in the United States of America that will see all the things that God has promised in His Word. Hallelujah. I don't think God is done with America yet. Hallelujah. There's too many people that's getting hungry for the things of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory be to God. I could shout. Say, you already have been. Hallelujah. I love it. You can't tell that, though. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at verse 27. Now she saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ. Listen to this. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, or the Son of God, that thou should, which should come into the world. And listen to this. Look at this. And when she had said this, she went her way. Say, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you're the one supposed to come in the world. If you ask God anything, He'll do for you. She turns around and leaves. That's faith. That is faith. I believe anything you ask Him, He'll do it for you. And she's, what did she do? She had done asked Him come and heal her brother. She didn't come back and say, well, he's dead now and you can't do nothing about it. She said, if you had have been here, he wouldn't have died. He wouldn't have got there in time, no way. But Jesus knew that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, that should come into the world. And when she had said this, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, excuse me, the Master is come, and he calleth for thee. Glory, hallelujah. We'll go down to verse 33. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was still at the place where Martha met him. Now the Jews, when they were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she's going to the grave to weep. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. The two people, both of them, Mary and Martha, both told him that. If you had have been here, he would not have died. Why? Because she had a revelation that he was life himself. Glory, hallelujah. If you'd have been here, he would not have died. Glory be to God. They're telling him, they're not telling him nothing that he don't already know. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Look at verse 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, listen to this. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping with her, came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Right there is something you don't need to miss. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Groaned in the spirit in the Greek means, I can't pronounce it, but I'll spell it for you. E-M-B-R-I-M-A-O-M-A. This is what it means. To snort as a horse does when from fear or anger. And be very angry and moved with indignation. That's what he did. Moved with indignation. Angry. Very angry. Glory, hallelujah. What he was moved against here was no doubt the satanic powers that had Lazarus in their grip. Why? The thief comes but for to kill, steal, and destroy. And he was mad at the devil. You want me to tell you something? It's time for us to get mad at the devil and tell him, no, we're not going to take your dadgum sickness. We're not going to take your diseases. We're not going to take your poverty. We're not going to take all that junk you're trying to put on us. In the name of Jesus, I command you to take your hands off me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. He became troubled. Hallelujah. In the Greek there, let me go right now. I think there's the next verse I need to read that. Oh, okay. Now, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping with her, came when her groaning in the spirit was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not die?" Yes, he could. I'll answer that question for you. Yes, he could. He could. But that's what a lot of people, they look at what he didn't do instead of what he did do. Glory, hallelujah. Then Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, that groaning in himself again, right here it says deeply moved, but that groaning in himself is he became troubled. The Greek is tarsos, T-A-R-A-S-S-O, to stir or to agitate in mind. He faced a conflict with Satan, the power of death. That's why he groaned. All this spiritual warfare taking place. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus, verse 38, Jesus again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone, Martha." I mean, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been in the grave 4 days, or been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou should believe, thou should see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that thou hearest me." Isn't that something? How many times do we pray and say, "Father, I thank you that you hear me. I thank you that you hear me." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 34 through 45 we're going to read. No, it went past 34. 40. Jesus said, go to 41. 42. "I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me." He said, "I knew that you hear me always." He had done prayed back over there when he said, "I'm going to go wake Lazarus up." He done got God's direction. He said, "I'm going to go wake Lazarus up." He had already prayed. And this is right here saying that. He said, verse 42, "And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of these people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that you have sent me." I'm not praying for myself, Lord. I'm praying for these other people. I'm praying for all these doubting unbelievers. "And when he has thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.'" Hallelujah. "And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And Jesus said unto them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" I'm telling you today, you can be loosed from the bondages of Satan and let go. All you got to do is take authority over the devil in Jesus' name. Tell him to get his hands off of you. God wants you loose and set free so you can bring glory and honor and praise unto him. Glory, hallelujah. And so you can go back into the enemy's camp and take back what was stolen from you so you can go and knock the devil on the ground and stomp him and bring people into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Now look at verse 45, because we don't want to miss this. Then many of the Jews that came, which came to Mary and has seen the things that Jesus did, believed on Mary. Believed on the one that has the authority, Jesus. And believed. And you better believe on him so you can do the works he did. Hallelujah. The greater miracle, if Jesus had went and done nothing but heal Lazarus, very few people would have been there to give glory to God. But because the whole funeral procession was there, hallelujah. That ain't the first time he upset the funeral procession. It ain't the first time he upset the people in the house that was mourning for a dead person. He did it with the little girl one time. Woo, hallelujah. And he told them that she wasn't dead, she's only asleep, and they begin to laugh him to scorn. And he tells them, get out of here. That's what you tell the devil. Get out of here. Glory be to God. The glory, the honor, the praise that was brought to Father God and the Lord Jesus Christ because he was in tune with God, and at the fullness of time, he came and rose Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John 5 and 14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. Confidence. Say, I have confidence in Jesus. Say, I have confidence in Jesus. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we've desired of him. If we know he hears us. You can know that God hears you. How can you know? Just believe the word of God and do what it says. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I still got 2 hours left. Hallelujah. How many of you want? Hey, that's it. This is it. That's it. I believe the Lord has got across what he wanted to get across. I believe you got fed some today. I believe that when we put this to work in our lives, we're going to walk in victory. Victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something else, too. I want you to hold on to this. The Word of God is spirit and it's life and it's health to all your flesh. Because you need to keep speaking the word of God. On healing scripture, if you've got need healing in your body, speaking the healing scriptures and all, and thanking God. Jesus said, I thank you, Father, that you hear me. That's right. You always hear me. I thank you, Father God, that I am the healed of the Lord. That's what I tell Maudie every Sunday morning when I walk in. I said, Maudy, you are the healed of the Lord. Don't I, Maudy? Hallelujah. You got to get that down on the inside of you, the word of God down on the inside of you, because faith is of the heart. It's not of the head. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're here and you need prayer for anything, hallelujah, I want you to come on up. The power of God is present to heal. And if you come up here just thinking that I'm going to heal you, you're going to be badly mistaken. But if you come up here, if you have needs, you come up here and you give them to God, then God will receive them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because he promises us, cast all your care on me because I care for you. The love that he has for you, we can't, our little old minds can't even fathom the depthness of that love. Our love for him compared to his love for us is no comparison at all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I ain't putting the glasses back on to make me look good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Just spend a few minutes worshiping the Lord. If you have any need, you come on up. We'll pray for you. Glory, hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord. Just pray in the Spirit for a little while. Hallelujah. There's nothing to be ashamed of. If you feel with the Holy Spirit, God has given you that prayer language. And you use that prayer language. Because Jude says, when you feel down, you want to be built up. Jude 20 says, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. All right, I thank God for you being here today. If you had half as much fun as I had, you had a good time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. I want just stand if you don't mind. Hallelujah. Stand for the blessing. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you. The Lord be merciful unto you and give you peace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that as we go our separate ways, your angels encamped around about us, keeping us safe from harm and danger. No harm shall befall any of us, and no plague come to our dwelling. We plead the blood of Jesus over every one of our family members. And we thank you, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail. We're above and we're not beneath. And greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.